This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
We are back.
Should be back. We will. Some of you are in delay. It's okay. We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there. And would you please take a look at our sponsors? If any of those sponsors, you know, you're in the market for any of the stuff you hear from our sponsors, give them a call. Let them know where you heard the ad. And sometimes you may not, like, what is it, the gold company that we do, that we have on the show. And I have him on, David Fisher. He's on from time to time. And the man is very knowledgeable, no pressure. You know, what do I call him, an entrepreneur, business owner, what have you? And he gets up there and he'll let you know, if you call him, you want to know about gold, you want to know how much you really need to invest, he'll give you an idea of what you need to do. And I got to tell you, the calls that I get from some of the listeners, after they've had a conversation with him or somebody from his staff, is always good. I'm always told that they had a great experience. And that makes me feel good, because I don't want anybody, you know, I've dumped sponsors, I've pushed sponsors away that were hard sells. You might have heard them on the show once or twice. That was it. It was over. We don't allow it. I don't like it. We don't allow it. It's not acceptable. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots of stuff happening up there as well. Smarter people than I are in the chat room. It is Friday night. I know most of you are out dancing. But why aren't you listening to me while you're dancing? You have 2 years. Okay, now listen, you know how I always tell you, check me out, right? Don't just do something because I tell you to. Check me out. Don't just listen to me. Head over to, you know, not just to my website. Do your own little research at times when I tell you a far-fetched story or something you believe to be far-fetched. Because I don't even believe some of this stuff. You know what I mean? I mean, some of it makes me nuts. I got to tell you. So apparently Hillary Clinton either has something to do with, has been connected to, there's something sneaky going on there. So approaching the end of the two terms in the White House, the Clintons began preparing for their political and financial future. They focused their attention on developing Hillary as a politician, even though she had no actual experience. Think about that. She had absolutely no experience being a politician up to that point. And I had no experience being a politician. I became a school board member and was amazed and continue to be amazed at what happens behind the scenes. Continue to be amazed at how they get things accomplished. Now, they focused their attention on developing Hillary, which must have been a horrendous job. They were selling influence while they had it. Buy now, pay later kind of thing, payable to whatever became the Clinton Foundation. Hillary refused to return to Arkansas and suggested the purchase of a home in New York, which would allow her to run for the Senate. There was just one problem. JFK Jr. was now rising. He was coming up on a political scene. He had been to plenty, plenty news sources, plenty events, and that kind of stuff. Good-looking clean-cut young man, right? Had the name John F. Kennedy. God, you mean the stars were aligned for this guy? New York was electric with the idea that he might be reclaiming his father's legacy. You know, some of you need to go look up the story of Camelot. I know a lot of you are old enough to remember. Some of you are not. You know, JFK, the Kennedy family, or Jack Kennedy and his family, they were considered royalty or treated like royalty. But you hear John Kennedy speak, you grab some of his speeches, there's no way you think he's part of the Democratic Party or the Democrat Party. There's no way. Donors were beginning to line up to give all kinds of money to JFK Jr. And she knew that in New England or anywhere in New England, she was not going to be able to defeat John Kennedy or John Kennedy Jr. So you got, you know, she basically, I'm going back to Arkansas. I'm done, she said. And during a normal flight at 9:20 p.m. July 16th, 1999, John Fitzgerald Kennedy Jr. radioed the tower at the airport near Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts, announcing that he was preparing to land. Seconds after that, his plane exploded in midair, and this was witnessed by several people, including a local newspaper reporter and an attorney. Luggage was recovered miles from the crash site, an event that can only be caused by a midair explosion. 5 hours after the plane went down, Billy Boy Clinton sent out the equivalent of a Sixth Fleet to find the wreckage, and he did, if you recall. And he was questioned about that. In the news media, I remember at the time, I thought it was kind of interesting that he was sending naval vessels out. People wanted to know why he was spending all that kind of money over a plane crash. And he said because of the Kennedy family's involvement in making this country a better place. That's not from the story. That's what I remember. I remember he said, you know, because of how much the Kennedys have given to this country, he felt that it was only fair that they went looking for that body. So and though JFK Jr. was never in the Navy, and though the families did not consent, he ordered the cremation of the corpses, and then he threw the ashes into the sea in a quickly planned naval funeral. No photographers were permitted. When they were recovering the bodies, Kennedy's emergency locator was removed. Oh, no, we're talking about this on the inside of the break. Because you need to hear it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
It's a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room. There is no free ride. I don't care what song you listen to. I don't care how you grew up. There are no free rides, period. Like I said, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I got to tell you, I always appreciate the time you spend with me. With you hanging all night, you hang in for, you know, a short period of time. I don't know how long you hang in. If you want to send me an email, you can send it to joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Let me get back to my story. Now, look, I know some of you send me stuff and go, you know, are you getting into the conspiracy stuff? This is not conspiracy. I'm just giving you, you do whatever you want with the information. You know, what's that saying? If it looks like a duck, smells like a duck, quacks like a duck, chances are it's probably a duck. And, you know, I put up a piece a while back that said I had 50-some-odd names of people that I believe that Clinton had something to do with their demise. I got a little flack for that. And I said, look, here's the deal. Most of you who are, here's it. You go right into the electronic shredder when you say, you know, that's kind of crazy. They were never convicted of any of that stuff. No kidding. But again, I say to you, Al Capone was never convicted of the murders that he did. So one has to be convicted in order to actually have carried them out. I speed every day. Yeah, you heard me. I speed every day. And any of you who say you don't, you're lying. Because technically, in a court of law, 1 mile over the speed limit is speeding. So if you're in a 40-mile-an-hour zone, you do 41, you're speeding. If you're driving up your street and it's a 15-mile-an-hour zone, you do 16, you're speeding. So I speed every single day. I just never get caught. It doesn't mean I'm not guilty. 5 hours after the plane went down, Bill Clinton sent out the equivalent to the Sixth Fleet to find the wreckage. He hid it, and the bodies from the Snoopy media, and then through JFK Jr., and though JFK Jr. was never in the Navy, and though the family did not consent, he ordered the cremation of the corpses, and then he threw the ashes into the sea in a quickly planned naval funeral. No photographs were permitted of the recovered bodies. Kennedy's emergency locator was removed. The cockpit recorder was disabled, and the flight log was taken. Right? All of these were documented in an official report. Behind the scenes, a cover story was concocted. The weather, which was perfect, somehow became stormy. JFK Jr. now had a gimpy leg, and Kennedy was emotional. Reports by the FAA and the FBI both concluding foul play was involved were buried. All inquiries led to dead ends. In truth, all reports confirmed that JFK was a highly skilled and careful pilot. But they kept putting out what was being put out there, as I recalled, was that he was a low-time pilot. He wasn't skilled. He didn't fly well at night. He really hadn't had that many hours in the year. His girlfriend, wife, whatever, was having a problem with him wanting to fly that night. The Kennedy family was furious. New York was heartbroken. All evidence had been destroyed or buried by executive command. Kennedy staffer was... it was written that a Kennedy staffer later on said she killed him. I know she did. Now, the Clintons brought their home in New York, formed the Clinton Foundation, and Hillary won her Senate seat. Okay? I mean, this is not far-fetched, people. When you look at their, what their, you know, when you have the power they have, when you see what's going on in their lives and you have the power that they have, this is not far-fetched by any stretch of the imagination. You know? And the Clinton Foundation, I don't know if some of you heard, the Department of Justice has stopped that investigation cold in its tracks. And not because they said they probably wouldn't find anything. There's actually no official reason why they've stopped it. Why would you stop it? Right? Do you not trust the FBI? They're going to do a thorough look at it. They let her off once before. Why not clear the air and let her off again? Wouldn't that make sense? It's just amazing to me. Let me see. What other stories have you guys sent me that I can have some fun with? Let's see. Okay, here's one. I don't know. Let's do this one. I want to do this one better. All right. Story was written by James Riley. Okay. And he's looking at Trump from a biblical perspective, if you would. The title of his piece is Donald Trump and the Pharisees. It's going to be good, right? You hope? You think? He says, when you finally come to the conclusion there is a God, you're likely to try to attempt to please him. I do. I don't always know, but I try. And this is where I can get dangerous. You might be on your way to the sanctuary for worship. You see a man curled up by the side of the road, bloody and beaten by robbers. Something tells you the man needs your help. That's not something. For some of us, that's God talking to us, right? But you're wearing your Sunday best. You're not really trained as a first responder. You've been given the honor of opening today's meeting in prayer. And besides, this guy is probably a drug addict, and you have little children that you're responsible for. So you're in a hurry. You hurry in the church. You prove that you have the spirit of the Pharisee, the weird inclination to ignore what Jesus called the weightier matters of the law. Now I'm going to tee off some of my friends. So the Never Trump movement is defined by this Pharisee spirit. Seriously. Right? It's full of it. Now, Texas pastor Max Lucado is a great example. Max leads what he calls a red state church, but Max has a maxim. I don't want anyone to know how I vote. Max does this to make sure the Democrat voters in his church, the ones who support abortion on demand, right? I mean, I realize that not all Dems are for abortion. I got that. I've got friends that are Democrats. They're not for abortion. But the majority of the group does. They have it in their platform. Okay? They want to throw God out of their platform. Now, I've had this conversation with you before, my brothers in Christ. Don't think that God doesn't want to be involved in your politics. If you truly believe that God created the universe, God created the world, God created the earth, God created government, what makes you think he doesn't want to be involved in politics? We're going to hit more of this on the side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Hey, you've missed a healthcare deadline. You don't have any kind of healthcare. Don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on therealside.com and find it there as well.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
If you missed buying emergency food from the Patriotic Guys during their mega sale last month, be grateful. Even when they slashed their prices by 40%, you still get more food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Ready Supply Foods sells 50 to 230% more food for your money, and we can prove it. With 23 delicious entrees, we also have four times the variety, too. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
Pleasure to have you on board. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do stay with us. I got a lot. I got a lot. I'm going to jam into a half an hour here. And, again, like I said, always a pleasure to have you with me. I want you involved. I want you engaged. Not to me, obviously. But I want you involved in the conversation. I want you to know what's going on. I want you to know how to answer those people that you have to deal with on a daily and a regular basis. Anyway, the we were talking about from a biblical point of perspective. What does Trump have to do with a biblical perspective, right? So I'm talking about this Pharisee spirit. This is according to James Riley. And the Never Trump movement is defined by this Pharisee spirit. It's just chock full of the spirit. Texas pastor Max Lucado is a great example. Max is what he calls a red state church. But Max has a maxim. He says, I don't want anybody to know how I vote. Now, part of the reason he doesn't want anybody to know how he votes is think about a certain group. I'll even put it that way. What if your pastor got up and said, look, right? The Bible says basically if you put God first, all these things, and I don't want to go through the whole chapter with you, but basically there's plenty of places where it says you need to put God first. God needs to be first in your life. God needs to be first in your day, first in your heart, right? So if you belong to a club or a group that wants to remove God out of the picture, no matter what the group, I don't care what the group is. They don't want you to talk about God. They don't want you referring to God. They don't even want you to say God bless you when you sneeze. Should you as a Christian, a born-again, Bible-toting, church-going, God-loving Christian, should you be part of that group? I'm just asking. And as you go down the list of things, I don't know how a God-loving Christian can actually tell me that God sees abortion as okay. Would you destroy anything? See, I take it all the way back to basics. These people love science, so would you destroy anything that God created, that God had a hand in creating? Would you do that? So why would you destroy what is potentially going to be human life. I believe it's a human life from the minute it's conceived. But why would you destroy it? But that's a story for another day. Let's get back to what the damage that Max Licato is doing. So Max does this to make sure that the Democratic voters in his church, the ones who support abortion on demand and all of that and class warfare, are not made to feel uncomfortable. However, Max recently broke his neutrality pledge with Donald Trump. And he got really mad when Donald Trump called a bimbo, that's according to Max. He said, I would not have said anything about Mr. Trump, never. I would not never have said anything if he didn't call himself a Christian. I'd be none of my business whatsoever to make any comments about his language, his vulgarities, his slander of his people. But he said, I'm deeply troubled. Here's a man who holds up a Bible one day, calls a lady a bimbo. The next, holds a Bible in one hand one day and calls a lady a bimbo the next. Now think of that for a moment. Max closes his eyes to another Christian, Barack Obama, who stands foursquare for the slaughter of millions of unborn babies. But Donald Trump called a lady a bimbo, and that's intolerable. Unthinkable. Impolite. Max is willing to overlook what Mrs. Clinton says. He's willing to overlook anything the Clintons do, or maybe even other Dems. I don't know. But he's not willing to overlook what Trump does. And frankly, as far as the word goes, you know, you guys that run around screaming all the time, we're not supposed to judge. That's exactly what we're not supposed to judge. You're not supposed to judge whether somebody has a relationship with the Lord. You're not supposed to judge whether somebody has a relationship with God. Because when you sit around and start talking about who's good and who's not good, you know, some of you guys out there, you look at a guy like me, and you go, look how he talks, look how he treats people. While you're driving your girlfriend to get an abortion, I'm the bad guy, I'm the non-Christian, I'm the one that doesn't love God, but you're driving to kill a baby, that's okay? Now, you're supposed to judge yourself, you're supposed to figure it out on your own. You have no right to question my relationship with Jesus Christ. I don't have a right to question yours. When a pastor said that Donald Trump accepted Christ, it doesn't make you perfect. I don't know where you guys get that. Some of you guys think, yeah, look at him, man. He's a Christian? Yeah. Yeah, Christians are still human beings no matter what goes on in their lives. I don't know any of them that are perfect, if you would. I know some of their different levels in their walk with God and different levels in how they treat people and that kind of thing. But for some of you who think that we're going to run around going, I love you all day, brother, it's not how it works. Jesus tore up the temple. He called the Pharisees and Sadducees hypocrites. He did call, oh my God, he called people, Jesus Christ called people names. That's right. When he needed to, he called people names. He called people wicked. So don't get this whole holier-than-thou thing like you're afraid. You are not afraid to get God mad. You're just a coward. You're afraid that your friends are going to be mad at you if you call them on the carpet for these kind of things. The writer goes on to say that Donald's a blunt customer, but it looks like he does have a heart. When asked about abortion, Trump related a story close to home. He said that he knew of a pregnancy that was going to be terminated. That child today, Donald continued, is a total superstar and a great, great child. Look at Donald has done more things for more people that we don't know about. The Clintons have taken more money to help more people and help no one, or very few. When Donald Trump picked the most pro-life running mate in history to be his partner, you think he did that just to appease somebody? Governor Mike Pence, he backed up the claim. He made good on his conversation or conversion to the life issue. And in so doing, he proved to be the opposite of the Pharisee spirit. A man who cares about the weightier matter of the law, Max Licato, may value political fence sitting in church, a pleasant smile, in polite manners, but Donald Trump risked the wrath of a baby-killing culture, even repudiated his own past by embracing the politics of life. Who's the real Christian here? The one who acts like it? The one who talks about love and tolerance for all? Right? The one who's actually out there doing things? The one who's actually helping people, feeding people? or the one who wants to put on a face of neutrality until he's upset by somebody who called someone a name. The writer goes on to say, some of this is my words, okay? Another writer goes on to say that another of my Pharisee correspondents on Facebook wrote this about Donald Trump. If you're unconvinced that a foul-mouthed, arrogant strip club and casino-owning philanderer who boasts about being able to shoot people in the streets without losing voters is immoral, then I'm not really sure where to go with this conversation. Yet another invokes scripture in his rejection of Trump and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness rather than reprove them. I don't even need this guy to tell me about this. The Bible says that once you accept Christ, you're not the darkness, you're the light. When you walk in the room, the darkness goes away. You can't be the darkness if you're the light. It's impossible. And this is exactly what I talk about. You have people that know Scripture. Let me tell you what. You holier-than-thou Christians who run around knowing Scripture, I got some news for you. The devil knows Scripture better than you do. He can quote Scripture better than you do, and he uses Scripture against you better than you ever could use it for you. And you give him place when you play games like this against other Christians. Period. I've been around the church, he says, church people all my life, even at Stanford where humanism was the prevailing denomination. I can tell you that the religious spirit, whether it's lamenting, gambling, or shaming someone who didn't recycle his bottle or a bottle of Pepsi, brings out the worst side of human nature. And it brings ignorance into high relief. Let's take a few of these. Okay. Starting with wagering. The Bible, folks, it doesn't say much about gambling, right? Our pious ancestors in New England used lotteries to build churches. If your only objection to Donald Trump rests in casino ownership, you really feel right at home with the Christ-killing band because you've imbibed legalism as doctrine. The Bible doesn't tell us to be legaled. And churches have done these things forever. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Be back in a minute.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit RealPriceSilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. RealPriceSilver.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for being with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. Head up to, as I say, head up to the website. A lot happening up there. And we were talking about the... it was funny, because I'm talking about Donald Trump and how, from a religious standpoint, from a godly standpoint, you know, you've got people out there who think they know everything about the Bible because they can quote a scripture or two, and I like to remind them that the devil knows more scripture than they do. He was around when they were writing it, and he uses it against us Christians most of the time. So don't just think because you quote scripture you're holier than thou or you have a clue, because it doesn't mean anything. Now, the... talking about how, you remember, Christ had a name. He didn't have anything nice to say about the Pharisees and Sadducees, did he? He called them hypocrites and vipers. So if Max Lucado was put out by the word bimbo, then he's not paying attention to his Lord, as he calls him. So we've got a lot of ignorance going on in the Christian church. Looks like a few of the ones that they have towards Mr. Trump. You know, they get mad at him for having casinos, and my mother does the same thing. It makes me nuts sometimes. You know, you're not supposed to own a liquor store. Really? Where does it say that? It doesn't say that. We're supposed to be responsible for our own lives. Now, the Bible folks, they don't seem to push much about the gambling thing, right? But our pious ancestors, the ones in New England, you know, they came here, they built the church through lotteries. Now, if you're upset about Trump owning casinos, then you need to look at yourself. How much gambling do you play bingo? Huh? You play the lottery? What makes you any different? Or it must be levels of sin in your world. The, you know, you want to call them foul mouth, right? I'm guessing you haven't read Scripture with any real scrutiny, because when God gets angry, he doesn't hold back. Right? His prophets are calling people harlots. His son called religious hypocrites, whitewashed tombs full of dead men's bones. He called them vipers. Hey, he called some of them sons of the devil. You sons and daughters of Satan. I don't know, those, where I come from, those could be considered being called names, don't you? But even if you value a polite tongue and that's your virtue, don't begin comparing that virtue to being courageous. What do you know, somebody coming at you with a sword? You're talking about, excuse me, young man, excuse me. Could you please put that down? Give me a break. We get too holier than thou sometimes. We forget we have our own issues that we need to deal with, right? But I will tell you something. I want to keep coming back to something. You guys who throw that, you know, don't judge. If you do your homework, you talk to your pastors, I say do your homework on your own. The judge is not about what you're doing, what somebody else is doing. The judge is about whether somebody has a relationship with Christ or not. Don't you ever judge whether somebody, because you don't know where they are in their lives. You don't know where they are in their relationship. You don't know anything about that. Right? I never, and I'm not perfect. I have my, believe me, I read a book on the issues that I have. But I never questioned somebody's relationship with Christ. Ever. Again, you know, Christ ran around calling people hypocrites, whitewashed tombs, full of dead men's bones, vipers, sons of the devil, sons and daughters of the devil. You just, you know what? There's a big difference between somebody who kind of talks a, you know, has that gruff talk. Fine line between being courageous and just being a jerk. They also say he's arrogant. I always get a kick out of people who say they're arrogant. Let me tell you what, as a Christian, if you say what the Bible says, people are going to say you're arrogant. The only way to the Father is through Jesus Christ. But I'm a tree hugger. Well, that's nice. The only way to Christ is through, well, that's kind of arrogant of you. Yeah, well, yeah, it is. But it's not arrogant of me. It's arrogant of Jesus then. Because he said it. I'm just repeating what he said. It's funny how we repeat things out of the Bible. We tell you what the Bible says about you. Some of you are real quick to tell me what the Bible says about stuff. But that's all you got. You got these little catchphrases. You have one line out of a scripture. You couldn't tell me what the whole context of the chapter is about. But you can tell me what one line of scripture is. Right? And I get a kick out of people who spend all day in some corner of the bureaucracy who never need to make a sale, who never need to appear confident because they don't get paid every day. Whether they do anything useful or not, they get paid for being there. And I'll tell you what, as a businessman myself, when I go to do bids or do presentations for bids, I don't go in there like, oh, gee, I really feel like you would, if you feel good, if you like the way I look and you kind of like what I'm saying, I really would like the opportunity to have the work. But if you've already decided to do somebody, I would... You know how many jobs I would have got doing that? No, when I got in there, I didn't care whether there were 9 companies in there, one other guy with me, forgive me, one, you know, mother, mom-pop company sitting to my right. No, I was the best guy for the job. I had this many clients. I've been doing this work for 20 years. I know I'll do a good job for you. I sold myself. I was the best guy for the job. Is that arrogance? No, it's not arrogance. It's being sure of yourself. And then you have these bureaucrats who think they can tell you. I mean, these senators, these congresspeople who really haven't worked, and some of them haven't worked in 40 years other than they're in the Congress. They haven't been there that long. Where was I? So Donald has to convince people a skyscraper is worth building, right? When he goes to a city, he goes into an area, he's doing these big projects of his. He has to convince them that not only can he start it, he got the money to get it done. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to bring the value up in the cities. He's got a lot more to do. Okay? So much more to do than just going in and saying, I'm going to build money and bring jobs. He's got to sell the whole thing to them. And you don't sell that whole thing to them going, and I hope I can finish the skyscraper. I might get to, you know I want 60 floors. Right now I got enough money for 42. If we get started, I'm hoping I get to the 60, but we'll see what happens. He wouldn't get a permit to build anything. He wouldn't get a permit to build a doghouse if he had that kind of attitude. So it's not, do not confuse confidence with arrogance. Big difference between the two. And you know what? My Christian friends, there's something here that you're not going to like, but you need to give it some thought. Do not send me nasty emails unless you think about this. I have a confidence in my God. I have a confidence that my God tells the truth. I have a confidence that my God wouldn't lie to me. My God said to me that if I accept his son, I get a ride to heaven, so to speak. So I believe that. Somebody says to me, you're going to heaven? I say, well, according to the Bible, I'm going to heaven. I did what the Bible said. I'm going to heaven. Is that arrogance? No. It's not. I'm simply telling you what God said. I'm simply repeating what the creator of the universe has said. And I'm willing to believe him more than I'm willing to believe any one of you with a heartbeat on this planet. There's nothing that any one of you with a heartbeat on this planet can tell me to change my mind that I believe what the Word of God says. And please don't write me and tell me how the Bible was written by men and rivals, blah, blah, blah. You're going to make me throw up all over the mic, okay? Anyhow. let's see. Strip clubs and philandering. Okay, I won't make any, you can't make any defense of that, right? But look at yourselves. What are you watching on TV? What are you allowing to go past your eyeballs? What are you allowed to go into your earballs? What are you allowed to, look at some of you who have kids, let me make you feel bad now. What are you allowing them to watch that you say is okay? What are you allowing them to listen to? What kind of language are you allowing them to listen to? Now, I'm not trying to convict you. What I'm trying to say to you is you're willing to throw it. Throw everything at this guy as to what he's doing wrong. Isn't there something about let he without sin cast the first stone kind of thing? Shouldn't you get the log out of your own eye before you start talking about the log in your brother's eye? And I'm sure that most of you don't have a log in your eye. You have a whole forest of trees in your eye. I've had to deal with some of you with your finger in my face. You know what's really funny? I don't even know if I have time for this, but I happen to be the chairman of a prayer breakfast locally where I'm at. And I have Christians come up to me every year and say, look at the strife you're causing. You know, you shouldn't be doing this. God doesn't want us doing this. And I'm going, wait a minute. Doesn't your Bible say that, doesn't Jesus say they would hate you for his sake? So if you loved him, they were going to hate you? I'm not worried about that stuff. I don't care. I don't set out to make anybody mad. I don't set out to be nasty to anybody. If you don't like what I'm doing because it has to do with prayer and loving God, you've got a problem. I don't. I'm fine. Oh, I got a lot more. But you know what? Here's what I'll tell you, my Christian brothers and sisters who are not voting for Trump, no how, no way, no any way. Instead of going to look to the Bible for reasons not to vote for the man, to judge the man and decide where you're at, I want you to look at the two of them. I want you to put down what's important to you in a faith scenario, in your Bible. As far as your Bible goes, what's important to you? And then I want you to take those two people, okay? I want you to line them up, and I want you to see which one. You should never vote for somebody that makes you feel good, that lines up with your worldly values. If they don't line up, you get them that lines up closest with your values as the Bible states them, as you believe them from the Bible. Any other way is the wrong way. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Hey, thanks for putting up with me. Thanks for being with me. I always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Have a great weekend. Please be safe. Be very safe. We'll be back with you on Monday.